Good morning. This share is being recorded from Civitavecchia, which is a port city near Rome. We're on Tmura Daf Kaf Vav, and we're starting here at the bottom of Tmura Kaf Hayamud Bet with the finishing of the Mishnah from yesterday's Daf. All right. So the Mishnah says as follows. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. No, because you're all carrying on talking like you can't hear me. That's why I'm starting to. I know, but Manny got me coffee already.
Okay, let's go.
So, Harezu Tmura Ola, or Tmura Shlami. Person says, hello Steve. A person says like this. He looks at an animal and he says, Harezu Tmura Ola Tmura Shlami. Right, he says it's a Tmura Ola and a Tmura Shlami. Right, which is a bit of a strange thing to do, but nonetheless. So what is, says the Mishnah? Harei zo tmurat ola divrei Rabbi Meir. Now we can already understand what's happening here because we saw yesterday, right? Rabbi Meir said, tfus lashon rishon. Remember that? Rabbi Meir says, the first thing you said, that's what's tofes. That's what grabs the situation. So you said, harei zo tmurat ola tmurat shlamim. You said tmurat ola and a shlamim. He says, Rabbi Meir says that it is a tmurat ola. Rabbi Rashi there, Harezu Tmurat Ola, Rabbi Meir Itle. Ah, Rashi says it, exactly that. Rabbi Meir Itle Tfus Lashon Rishon. So therefore, makes sense. See, the Rashi there is on the Tosfot side of the Daf, right? And then Rabbi Yossi Amar, you see, there's exactly the same change over here. Exactly the same change to the Gemara like we saw yesterday. Everybody smile. The same, the Shidah makes the same change. It says here, Amar Rabbi Yossi, he changed it to Rabbi Yossi Omer. Okay, like we saw yesterday, because basically we want the Mishnah to be in the present tense. Right, so Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im lachen nitkaven tchila, like we saw yesterday, hoil ve'i efshar likro shtei shemot ka'achat, devarav kayamin. Rabbi Yossi says, just like I said yesterday, we had a similar case. He said, if you intended from the outset to say Tmurat Ola Tmurat Shlamim, then the fact that that's what you intended and a human being isn't able to say two things at the same time, Tvarav Kayamim, and therefore it's a Chetzi Chetzi. Look at Rashi, Tvarav Kayamim. V'chetzi Tmurat Ola, V'chetzi Tmurat Shlamim. You've basically got an animal now, which is a half-half. Now what do you do with it? V'tira'e Adshe Tistaev, you put it out of pasture, V'timacher, it gets sold, V'avi B'demei, Chetzi Tmurat Ola, V'demei Chetzi Tmurat Shlamim. Basically, go buy two animals with it, and with half the money each, half the money you use for a Shlamim, half the money you use for a Tmurat Ola. They've got a state of a Tmura, right? U'bahachi Askinan, says Rashi, what are you talking about? Shayula Fanav Ola V'Shlamim, Keshemir Et Zobahen. But you can't, you weren't just staying at Stam. You weren't just making up nonsense that there wasn't any animal there. I says there was an animal there. There were two animals. Was it Korban Ola and a Korban Shlamim? And you said on this other third animal, it's a Tmurat Shlamim and a Tmurat Ola. Rimeri says only the Lashon Rishon Tofes. Rabbi Yossi says no. This is you intended at the beginning. They'll both work, sell their money, and go and get a Tmura. Now the thing is, a Tmura you bring is a Korban, right? But you over an Aveira. So really, you'll get Malkot. Right? Okay? You'll get Malkot. Correct? Dad. Okay. Look in the Gemara now. Right? You'll get Malkot. So the question is, now Robert, you take a picture of me, take a picture of my father, take a picture of me. That's what you're going to do now. Right? So you'll get Malkot. The Mishnah doesn't say that, right? But if it's true, the question is, which we should all be asking, is according to Rabbi Yossi, how many Malkot will you get? Will you get Malkot only for the Tmurat Shlamim, or Malkot for the Tmurat Ola as well? Or since it's only half of each, maybe you won't get Malkot because you need a full shear for Tmura. Will you at least get Malkot at once? According to Rabbi May, you'll definitely get Malkot once. Because you said Tmurat Ola Tmurat Shlamim, right? And he says it's a Tmurat Ola. So it's a fully fledged Tmurat Ola. You'll definitely get Malkot. According to Rabbi Yossi, who says Tmurat Ola Tmurat Shlamim, Rav Kayamin, maybe you won't get Malkot at all. I don't know. My question, I've never found an answer to that question yesterday. Okay, so that is the question. Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yossi. there's a change here that it should be Rabbi Yosef, right? The Mesudas Shas says the Tzarich Lomar Yosef. So we're now starting Daf Kavav. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. They're Rabbi Yochanan. Akom Modim, Poomer, Tachul Zo, Vaachar Kach Tachul Zo. Right, everybody agrees. There's no machlokin over here. If you first say Tachol Zo, and then you say Tachol Zo, Divre Hakol Tafos Lishon Lashon Rishon. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree. If you use that Lashon, Tachol Zo, this is a Tumura. And then you say Tachol Zo, everyone agrees that only the first one will work. Right? Lo Tachol Zo. If you say, if your Lashon is, you're saying, you want to say Zo Tumurat Zo, right? This is a Tumura. And you say, Lo Tachol Zo, this Tumura of Ola won't work. Ele Im Kain Chalta Zo, unless it's also a Shlamim. Right? Tarvayu Kadshe. Right? Everybody agrees over here that they're both Kadosh. So when we say in the Mishnah, Tmura Shlamim, Tmura Ola Tmura Shlamim, there we may say Tfus Lashon Rishon, only the first one works. But everybody agrees, if you say, and then Rabbi Yossi said, it would depend what your intention was from the outset. But Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rabbi Yosef tells us that if you said, Lo Tachol Zo, Ele Im Kain Chalta Zo, and was you making it a condition, then they both work Tarvayu Kadshe. So that is what Yaakov Modi. So where's the machloket according to Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir? Lo nechleku ele kegon mishnatainu. That's the only place is a machloket. Like exactly the case in our Mishnah. What's the case in our Mishnah? The Amar where he said, Tmurat ola, Tmurat shlamim. Right? That like double phrased and was Tmurat ola, Tmurat shlamim. Never made a condition. How does that? That the ola and the shlamim will have to be working at the same time. Right, if you said there Tumurat Ola Tumurat Shlamim, Rabbi Meir Savar, Mida Havelei Lemeimar Tumurat Ola Vishlamim. Rabbi Meir says, if you really wanted them both to work, you should have said Tumurat Ola Vishlamim. That is basically saying, Ola Vishlamim, you clear that you want them both to be Ola to work. V'amar, and instead you said Tumurat Ola Tumurat Shlamim. There, Havelei Ka'omer, Tachol Zo, V'achar Kach Tachol Zo. So Rabbi Meir says, at the beginning of Yitzchak Meir said that everybody agrees, if you said, Tachol Zo, V'achak Tachol Zo, that only the first one works, even Rabbi Yossi would agree. Rabbi Meir says, that is exactly the same thing. If you say, Tumurat Shlamim, Tumurat Ola Tumurat Shlamim, it's the same as saying, Tachol Zo, V'achak Tachol Zo. But Rabbi Yossi says, no. Rabbi Yossi, Savar, right? I amar Tumurat Ola Vishlamim. If you had said what Rabbi Meir wanted you to say, if you had said Tumurat Ola Vishlamim, Havamina Kedosha Vaina Kreva. Why wouldn't you say that? Because he thinks that there, what would the Havamin have been? That there would be, you'd say Tumurat Ola Vishlamim, right? Havamina, we would have thought that the Torah works. But then, ain't a craver, kamashman that it is craver and the tumura works. Now, it's quite complicated. This is a Rashi. There's one Rashi on this whole sugya. If you look at the Rashi there, the Rashi is like this. Rabbi Yossi Ksavar, if you had said that, Rabbi Meir wants you to say, in other words, like as if it's a proving that it's a one package tumura, says Rabbi Yossi Omer Lecha, Ksavar Hai Gavra. What was his mistake? This guy thought that I am in a high lishna tumurat ola vishlamim, the way Rabbi Meir wanted you to say it, tumurat ola vishlamim, ola and shlamim together. Tahave kedusha velo kreva. You would have then had the kedusha without a korban. V'ta'a, and that was his mistake. Bahachi, the savar, what did he think? Aima tumura akol chad v'chad. V'tahave kedusha gemura likarev. Right? Because his intention was that he thought that you could make it each one a fully fledged tumura. Tumura akol chad v'chad on the ola and the shlamim, kedusha gemur likarev. That was his mistake. He thought that you could have this concept of each one would be, in other words, the animal would be sort of like schizophrenic. It would be a proper tumura shlamim and a proper tumura ola. Right? Afagav damina b'hai lishle tarvayu ichavein He says, on the contrary, he says, even though that he said in this last one of Letarvayu Chavein, right, it had been like he said, this one won't take place until that one takes place. Which there, right, everybody agreed that it would both work. Right, the Rabbi, and then the Masoret Hashas changes it. He says, Rabbi Yossi. He says, Rabbi Yossi Savar, Hai Gavad, Amar Tmura, Ola, Metmura Shlami. Who de Ketaye? He says, on the contrary, it's when you said Tmurat Ora Tmurat Shlamim, there you made a mistake. The Ksavar I Lo Amina, that you would have thought if you hadn't said Tmurat Ola Vishlamim, it would be good. He says, Who de Hadarbei? Right, and then he says the Gemara says after Vahatale B'dichute, which seems that the next line in the Gemara, which we Tara Rabbanan, is actually a version of Vahatanya. So he seems that seems to be a continuation of the whole thing. But to sum up, basically what I think Rashi is saying over here up until now is that Rabbi Yossi says that the way Rabbi Meir wants you to say it, Tmurat Ola Vishlamim, it can never be a Tmura that you bring as a korban. Because you can't have, what are you bringing in the animal as? A korban ola or a korban shlamim? A korban ola is kulo toktar, gets completely burnt. A korban shlamim, you can eat the meat afterwards, even the barley. So what's this tmura going to come at? So a tmura that's an ola and a shlamim can never be born in barley on the korban. And you've always got to say, sell it and bring money from it and buy two korbanot. So he says that if you had said Tmurat Ola V'Tmurat Shlamim, here you're going to seem like a pagam in your Tmura because you thought that if you would say that, it couldn't become as a korban. Even if you did it the other way, it can't become as a korban. The way that Rabbi Meir allows you to do it. So there seems to be some sort of pagam in the intention of how it works. Kamash Malan, that it would be exactly the same and it would make no difference. That's what I think it says. I don't know if I explained it properly. I battled to understand it, but I think that seems to be what's going on over here. Okay, now, we're going to learn the version of Tana Rabbanan in a new bright. If you look at the Meshitta Mekubetz there on Dalad, so he's got Tana'an. He's got, it's not Tana Rabbanan, but Tana'an in Mishnah. And he's got the Oskar Svara Acher, Tanya Idach. He's got another version of Tanya Idach. If you look at the Agot Habach, right, so he says there, Tawad Mechukim, he says you change it. Benir B. Girsat Rashi Vaha Tanya. So there seems to be a bit of a confusion what's meant to come next. But we realize it's written in the Gemara. I just thought it was the simplest way to understand. Tarabanan. Ha'omer b'heimezo chetzia tmurat ola b'chetzia tmurat shlamim. Right? Kule tikarev ola diri meri. It says it doesn't make a difference. If you're saying chetzia, chetzia, you mentioned chetzia of a tmurat ola first, the whole animal becomes an ola, as far as we're concerned. And we can understand it's meri, it's quite simple, because it is Tfus Lashon. Rashi says it there. Is there Rashi on this one? Right? Because of Tfus Lashon Rishon. B'chachamim omrim, Tira'eyat she'tista'ev. Like we said, Rabbi and Rabbi Chachamim say, no, the half-half works. And therefore, like we explained previously now, where the guy made a whole mistake, thinking that maybe a Torah could be brought as a korban. He said, you can't. Chachamim say, no. The Shlamim and the Ola both kick in at the same time. And therefore, you've now got an animal that's half-half. And it's half-half. You've got to sell, v'timacher v'yavi, b'dimei chetzia tmurat ola, u'dimei chetzia tmurat shlamim. Bring in you two korbanot from half of the money each. Right? Now, if you look over here, again here, well, since it's a bright or a mishnah, so again, we've got the problem of Lashon being in present and past. The shitta here again changes the Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, im lechach nitkave mitchila, hoyel v'yevshar lo'ti shnei shemot ka'achad v'av kayamit. Right? That's basically our mishnah. That's the Mishnah which we saw yesterday, right? From Amud Aleph, Amud Bet, which we saw this morning yesterday, Daf Amud Bet. Very similar. Rabbi Yossi, Gemara says, but wait a second. We learned it up until now as Machloket Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. Here you've suddenly got a Machloket Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. And Rabbi Yossi saying, Im lechach nikabe mitchila hoel v'yashar hotzi, shtei shemot ka'achat, Rav Kaim. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, ha'ar Rabbi Benan. That Chachamim there is Rabbi Yossi. Why is the Mishnah suddenly calling it Chachamim? It's Rabbi Yossi. Now, if you look at Rabbi Gershom, in my Gemara here, it's about five lines down from before the lines get wide in Rabbi Gershom. Can you see it there? It says there, Rabbi Yossi, Hainu Chachamim. Dechevan da'amar dvarav kayamim. Hachinami, the sabar deti machev yavi. Says Rabbi Yosef is what it said. Rav Kavim, it works. Now, what it works by definition means, how does it work when it's half-half? Sell it and bring others. That's Rabbi Yossi. You can't have half a tmura and bring it as a korban. A half an ola, half a shlamim. So by definition, when we say that it works, it means sell it and bring other korban in its place. That's clear, right? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, you're right. Right? Kula Rabbi Yossi Ketani. The Tana of this Chachamim is Rabbi Yossi. That's what it is. Chachamim is Rabbi Yossi. Why is it written like that? I'm not 100% sure. Why does it change it around? Why doesn't it change it around? If you look at a Gershom, he says, In Vadai Karabanan, Vakamashmelan, Deman Chachamim Rabbi Yossi. Obviously, it's Rabbanan. And who is Chachamim? Chachamim is Rabbi Yossi. Okay. So that is. Now the Gemara is Tanya Idach. You see, that's why, if you remember, I'm making a bit of a confusion here, but one of the versions in the Shittim Mekubet set of this Tanya Rabbanan was Tanya Idach, another brighter said. We're going to see it now a couple of times on the stuffs. Now we've got a second one, Tanya Idach, and we learned another brighter. Behema chetze ola vechetze chatat. If you said chetze ola chetze chatat, tikarev ola. Do you remember? Rabbi says, bring it as an ola. One right here, Rashi says, the tvos lashon rishon. And because the first lashon you said behema chetzia ola, and then you say vechetzia chata. It's clear that the vechetzia is another lashon. So the first lashon is what is tofes. Right, Mori Nathan. The first lashon rishon vechayvan the kid shel palga. Look at Rashi here. Vechayvan the kid shel palga kedusha ola kedusha kula. Since you were machti only half, the ola basically becomes the whole one. Rashi's answers a problem here that you might all have been thinking this morning. How can we say that? Right? Obviously, how can you say chetzia and the whole thing becomes? We've got another case where we learned on Daf Yud Chet, where if a guy says chetzia, right? He says Omer Ragla Shel Zoola. Lo Amar Rabbi Meir De Techul Kedusha Bechulei. Rabbi Meir never said there. You made the leg and remember we had with the Evarim. If you remember, we had the case of Evarim, we had the Ubar, the Evar, etc. That Mishnah. So it says there, we never said there that the whole animal becomes an Ola. Why didn't we say that if you tell me now half? He says, nice. I feel like Bechetzia Mode, there, here, we would agree with half. He would have to call Mode Medavasha Neshama Teluba. Remember? So it would depend if the animal couldn't live without what you were being Magdish. So if an animal can't live without half of it, and with a leg, it can live without of from the knee down, let's say. But if you had there, even there, if you had said that the head is the tumura or the heart was the tumura, then the animal would become a whole animal, the tumura again. Okay, that's a bit of a sidetrack that Rashi puts things into context. So like this, Rabbi Yossi Omer, right? Rabbi Meir says, Tikarev Ola. Rabbi Yossi says, Omer Tamut, that it dies. Why does it die? Look at Rashi. The Af Begmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. He says, because even when you end your words on it fast, so you said, yeah, chetzi ola, chetzi chatat, chetzi, other way around, chetzi, yeah, sorry, chetzi ola, chetzi chatat. So here, your last words work as well, right? Ve'ihu lo have mechuyav chatat, hilchach tamud. You see what Rashi said? Brilliant here. Now, what do you mean? He says, and this guy wasn't chayav v'chatat. Right? So here, if he says he wasn't chayav v'chatat, so now it's quite amazing, because if you aren't chaya v'chatat, so really, I think Rabbi Gershom explains what I want to say, but I can't see it now, I don't waste time reading it. But if you think about it for a second, if you aren't chaya v'chatat, and you makriv, you call something a tmura of a chatat, but you were never chaya v'chatat in the first place, there was an ola there, would you want to bring an ola? And you said, I'm tmura for a chatat, but you weren't chaya v'chatat. So one of the chataot that die, of our five chataot that die, is a chatat shenichbaru kvar habali. Remember that the body already got kapara from another korban. Now when they've got kapara from another korban, what is really happening? They aren't chayev a chatat anymore. Because they were chayev the chatat, they've already been yotze with that kapara from the other chatat. Now this new chatat that's around, they aren't chayev a chatat anymore. So therefore the chatat dies. That's the same idea over here. If you were never chayev lechatchila, we don't care. What's the difference if you weren't ever chayev and now you're not chayev? Or if you once were chayev and now you're not chayev? You're still not chayev, correct? So if you've got a chatat Why does it make a difference?
You have to offer another one so you can get them.
Why? Think about it. Understand what you're saying. Think about it for a second.
Think about it.
Of course, it's a completely different situation. But think about the net situation that you're in at the moment. No. When you set aside a chatat, you were chayv a chatat. So there was a good chatat. Then you lost that chatat, let's say. And you brought another chatat, and you had kapara from that chatat. Now, by the time you find that lost chatat, are you chayv a chatat now? No. I understand what you're saying, Robert. Don't get me wrong. What we're saying is obviously it's got validity, but I'm saying, but try and think a little bit out of the box here from the Gemara's perspective. Let's try and see if we can find similarities between the two. And the similarities is such that when you were chayv a chatat and you made a chatat, so that chatat became a kodesh because you were chayv a chatat. Right? Now you brought it, it got lost, and you brought another chatat, and now you found that chatat. So really, you now, Robert Bash, who's not chayv a chatat anymore, and now you found that chatat, really, it's as if you brought a chatat, but you weren't chayv a chatat, so it goes to be killed. That's what Rabbi Yossi is saying over here. We're saying over here, if you took an animal, you had an animal in front of you with an ola, and you said, on that ola, I'm going to make to that animal half a chatat, are you not chayv a chatat? The animal gets killed. In other words, what we're trying to expand that concept of nichperu abalim, when we said that one of the five chatat dies is a chatat that the Baalim had already had kapara, we're trying to say maybe it's not that he had to have had kapara, but he's no longer chayiv. That's what nichperu abalim means. He's no longer chayiv, and therefore, at any given stage, if you aren't chayiv and you create a chatat when you aren't chayiv, then the chatat will die. I think that's a svara. I don't think I'm making it up. I think I read in one of the Rashi, but I can't see that. I don't think Rashi says it at the moment. I can't see the Rashi here. But he says, "Yat tamut ta'af begmar dvar v'adam nitfas ve'ihu lo have mechuyav chatat hilchach tamut." You know what? There's a Zion there. The Mishnah Shas just saying says not ve'ihu lo have chav ed ve'eno mechuyav chat hilchach tamut. Okay, same thing. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Meir says. V'shavin and the Gemara says, but ever both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi agree for Omer when he says. Sorry.
There's a note here.
Yeah.
It says Tosafot rejects Rashi's explanation that breath refers to a person who is not obligated to bring a chatat. For the Gemara in the Dari seems to state that if one is not obligated to bring a chatat, this makes an animal as a chatat. This designation is meaningless, and the animal remains chulin.
Okay.
Whatever, it's a different opinion.
Right, absolutely. But you see, he doesn't say that there's not a chatat that dies because I understand. Okay, he's saying that can't be. He said it can't become a chatat. So okay. But the fact of the matter is that Rabbi Yossi does say tamut. So how does Tosfot deal? Where's that Tosfot?
Then it says, Tosfot therefore explained that breita refers to one who designates half the animal not as a chatat, but rather as a murat chatat, which is likewise one of the chatat that must be left to die.
Ah, so he's saying that it dies because it is a tmura. He said that the Tmura actually takes hold. I wish I could find that Tosfot. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tamut. Yeah, look here. Look down the bottom there. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tamut. Perish Rashi, Da'af be'gemar dvar rav adam nitfas, ve'ihu enu mechuyav chatat, hilchach tamut. Okay, close to the Rashi there. And he says, ve'kashe, it's difficult. Hechi chayle kedushat chatat alei klal. How does the kedushat chatat even affect it at all? Ha Amar ben Nadarim, yeah, Robert, very good. There we say in Ram Davav, Ta'afilu Amar ala Bahaima Harezo Chatat, even if he just says Stam on any other animal, Im Adam Chuyav, he wasn't Chuyav in the first place, Chatat lo Amar Klum, can't be. The Fichach Pireshri, therefore, Re says that what's happening over here, Taha Chemairi, here we're talking about a case, Da Amar Vechetia Tmurat Chatat. V'hachi gar sinan betosefta v'heim zo chetzia zo tachat ola v'chetzia tachat chatat tikarev ola and Rabbi Yossi omer tamut. Why? V'tam Rabbi Yossi mishum deshnehem chayle V'chayvan de'ikalav turat chatat le'mita azla. Okay, excellent. He goes to be killed. Shkoch. So he says there that it's because, okay, fine, but that's Tosfot. But Rashi is definitely saying, well, I think what I'm saying. Okay, shkoch, excellent. Okay. So Rashi says, it's a Tamut. And the Gemara says, v'shavin. And they agree, however, ba'omer chetzi chatat v'chetzi ole shetamut. Both agree, right? We may the one who said originally when you said behema chetzi ole v'chetzi chatat, right? That it would go, you'd bring it in ola. He agrees, however, that if you say chetzi chatat v'chetzi ola, right? You don't say behema chetzi ola v'chetzi chatat. And so it's the other way around. When you said behema chetzi chatat v'chetzi ola, right? There, in the previous way we said it, was we said behema chetzi ola v'chetzi chatat. You bring this in ola. Because your Lashon Rishon, Rabbi Meir said, would tofes. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that if you said chetzi chatat v'chetzi ola shetamut. So the Gemara said, what do you mean shavin? Shavin money. Who's the both of us together? Rabbi Meir, he says, pshita. Obviously Rabbi Meir would say that. Rabbi Meir always says tamut. No. Sorry, Rabbi Yossi was the one who said tamut. He says, shavin money, Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, pshita. Because you said, Rabbi Meir would tell us always that Lashon Rishon Tofes. And here you're saying, the new Lashon, now he said, Vashavim, when you said, Chetzi Achatat, it's going to be a Chatat, then they would agree it's going to die. So that's partially Rabbi Meir would say it's going to die. Probably for the reasons that we're saying over here now, right? Because if it's a Chatat first, so a Chatat will die for one of the two reasons. Either because of the Rashi explained it, because the guy isn't Mechuyav a Chatat, and therefore the Chatat dies, because like Nichpur Abalim. Or the way Tosfot explained it, because it's a Tmurat Chatat, and the Chatat Tmura always dies. Okay? So that's Pshita. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Pshita. Why? What we have thought? He loved Ashmin, that if he hadn't explained this before Rashi, it's like this. Hava Mina, time of the what's Rebbe's reason? Love Mishum Tfus Lashon Rishon. Rebbe said, not die because Tfus Lashon Rishon, now it's actually a proper Chatat, and a Tmurat Chatat dies. El Ahainu time, and this is his reason. What did he say? Chatat Mu'urevet Kreva. We would say, as a rule, why did Rabbi Meir in the first Lashon say, if you said Ola first and then Chatat, that you bring it as a Korban? Because Rabbi Meir normally says, nothing to do with first Lashon Rishon. He says, you know what, when you've got a mixed up Tmura, you can bring it as a Korban. Right? Murevet Karev, look at Rashi. Murevet, Shinit Arvu Bashtei Kedushot, it's got two Kedushas here, Ola and Chatat. Afa Gab the Tarvai Yuchale, Allah, even though they both fall on it and it works. Karva, you bring us a korban. Hoyil umearev ba midi techazi lakrava. Right? Because what would I have him mean? Since Ola, you can bring us a korban. There's something here you can do. The Turat Chatat has to die. But Ola exists, and it's got part of it which is ra'ui to korban. They'll bring the whole thing as a korban. We made a mistake and you thought that. Kamash Milan, right? Afilu ki amar chetzi chatat. When he said half chatat. Vahara amar chetzi al Ola. Craver, and therefore we would have thought if you said either way, would have worked kabash under law. Therefore, he says no. You don't bring it as a korban when you said that lashon there chatat first. Rabbi Meir will tell you that it does. Look at Rashi. No, there's no Rashi on that over there. Okay, so basically, it's not so pashut. Rabbi Meir said that the first example Rabbi Meir said was ola, and that's why it came. But if he had said chatat first, we might have thought that it would die. In the end, we might have thought that you still bring it kabash that even he will tell you here that it dies. And it all gets killed. And this extra was very good that we saw, because it puts back into the context the idea of Turat Ola. I'll be honest with you, that I forgot completely about it when I explained the Rashi. I thought the Rashi was so great, the way that he explained the Nichbaru Abalim, that I forgot to even think that Turat Chata does. Right? That's our second case, right? Vlad Tmura. Okay, so that is the second Tanya. The Gemara says Tanya, but another brighter. Now you said, first Ola, right, what does the writer say? Kedusha ve'eina kareva. So it's got Kedusha, right? What you said, Behema zo chetzia Ola v'chetzia. Now we're not going to talk about a shlamim, and we're not talking about chatat and Ola here now. We're talking about an Ola and a shlamim. Right? Now Ola is kulotoktar, and remember shlamim you eat. So he says, "Behema zo chetzi ola v'chetzi shlamim." He says, first ola chetzi shlamim. We say it's kedusha. It's got kedusha. In other words, the Torah works. of an aina craver. But you don't bring it as a. Because what do you do? The shitta adds in there an odd zayin, the zayin of the shitta mekubetzet there. The aina craver. V'timacher v'yavi b'dmei chetzi ola v'dmei chetzi shlami. Right? You got to basically sell it, and with half the money bring a tmura of an ola, half the money bring a tmura of a shlami. And he says, ose tmura. This animal, you can do tmura from it. It's got kedusha to do tmura. Utmurato chayotze bo. And if you make a tmura from it, its tmura is like this one. In words, it also isn't brought as a korban, and it's a half-half. And the tmura of it becomes also a half an ola and half a shlami. And you have to sell it and bring half a one with half the money, a shlami and half the money. So basically you've got one animal becomes a tmura, so you've got lots of, you end up getting lots of little animals around it. So the Gemara says, money. Who's the Tana of this brighter? Rabbi Yossi. Mash Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one that says that the half-halves work. Right? Gemara says, Pshita. That's not a chiddush. What are you telling me? Obviously, Rabbi Yossi. The kedusha v'ainu kreva. Right? He says, Rabbi Yossi always says kedusha v'ainu kreva. The Gemara says, no. There is a chiddush over here. Tmurata itzrichle. Why do we have to learn this? To learn about the tmura of it. Right, look at Rashi. Tmurata itzrichle. Lashmeina, and to tell us, the chayotze bahi, that's the same as the first one, v'ainu kreva. Elehi timachil achash shetistav, you've got to sit down to pasture, get a mum, and then we have to make chetzi olive, to make chetzi shlamim. Demahu the Tema, what did we have thought? Right, says Rashi, go back down to the Gemara. Demahu the Tema. Right, Nahi. Rashi just changed the Lashon here, but De Ihi lo karva. Right? We might have thought that she, the original one that you said half shlamim, half ola, that one you don't bring as a korban. However, tmurata tikare. But you might have thought that the tmura of it you do bring it as a korban. Kamashmalan, that you don't even do that. Right? Demashna, at the end of the day, Rashi just changed that lashon there to demai. For what's the difference? Mashna hi de lo kaiva, tavla kedusha dechuya, tmurata nami, mikoach kedusha dechuya kaatya. Right? What's going on over here? The kedusha that it comes from is what we're calling kedusha dechuya. It's got kedusha, but the kedusha has already been slightly rejected. Right? You can't bring that first animal as a korban, because it's a bit tainted. So therefore, we might have thought, that was the problem, but the tmura becomes a good tmura. No, they're both exactly the same. Because a kind of animal which was a problematic tmura to begin with. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan brings in, and this will basically be, I think, our fourth case on the daf. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right. Rabbi Yochanan, it's like, Behema shel shnei shutafim. If now you own an animal in partnership, Higdish chetzia shelo, you makdish your half. Right? V'chazar, not about a tmura here at the moment. A regular animal. You makdish it as a korban. But you only makdish your half because you only own half. Then you go to your partner and you say, listen, I really want to bring this animal as a korban. He doesn't want to. So you buy him out. And now you own the whole animal. The chazar v'laka chetzi achir, he buys it out. V'higdisha, right? And then he's magdish the second half. So what's the status of this animal? Kedosha, it's got proper kedusha. However, v'ayna kreva. You don't bring it as a korban. V'ose tmura, utmurata chayotzei ba. Same idea as Rabbi Yochanan. Same like the Mishnah. Just look at the Rashi before you turn over the page. V'ayna kreva. Why isn't it? Don't you bring this animal as a korban? It's not a tmura, it's not a problem. You own the first half of your magdish. You then bought the other half of your magdish. It should be a good animal. Who says we can't do hegdesh beshlavim in stages? Maybe you can. Why not? It's my animal. So he says, hoyil umitchila keheshe hegdesh chetzia. Since from the outset, Rashi, when you started off and you made the first half magdish, kadosh, lo aita ru'ali karev, the lo kitcha de chetzia. Right, because it was only half of it, and you can't bring half an animal as a korban. So even though it had kedusha, it wasn't really a proper reward as a korban. V'chevan de lo have didei lo pashta kedusha bahi shata bechula. So why don't we say, like in the previous case where Rashi quoted there, where in the case of here we said half the animal is you magdish half an animal earlier, and we saw that, and then the kedusha spreads to the rest of the other animal. Why didn't that work? Says the Ein Adam Makdish Tavash and Ashelok, it wasn't yours. And when you own the whole animal and you say I'm Makdish half the animal, so there it's a Davash and a Shamatlu Yaba, like we saw there previously. We already learned this there on a Daf Yud, where was it? Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph. That since you're a Magdish half an animal, and an animal can't live with only half an animal, so it's something that soul is dependent on, and therefore the animal becomes, that's because you own the other half. Here you never owned the other half, so you can't Magdish it. So because at the outset it wasn't Ra'u for a Korban, it never becomes Ra'u for a Korban. And then, V'chayotze Bar, right, the same thing. So the Gemara says like this, from this halacha here, Rabbi Meir, we learned three things, Shema Minat Klat. We've actually seen this exact lashon before. If you look at the Kiddushin Zayin on the bet, we learned this exact sugya, and we said exactly the same thing. And the Gemara actually here, the Agoda Bach, and all the guys that fix up the chains, the order around. We learned three things. Skip over. The first thing we learn is Shema Mina, the second line, Ba'alei Chayim. It's not Ba'alei Mumin. The Shurat Shah says Ba'alei Chayim Nidachin. Right, the first thing we learn over there is that a Baal Chaim Nidach is Nidchin. You can set aside, you can be pushed aside the Kedusha. Right? Look at Rashi there, the very first wide lines of Rashi, Baal Chaim Nidchin. V'alfa gav the Hadar, right? Michzo, even though it now becomes Ra'ui, because you now own the second half, Idchu le'olam, because it was never, it couldn't be brought to Korban, but you only own the first half, it's done forever. Mishum Dichui Kamai, because of the first Dichui. When you magdish a half an animal, if you don't own it, that kedusha is nitche. It's got kedusha, but the korban status is nitche. It's always nitche. You can never fix it up in the future. That's the first thing we learn. Bale chayim nitche. Remember we had a machloket with Rabbi Yochanan the other day. Remember we had that whole thing with we had a whole sugya there. Behidah bechaving and abaya. Remember that whole thing about, and we explained there the daf we said there. Bale chayim einan nidachin, and that's why you could come back. Do you remember that? You know what? I actually found it by sheer mist, by absolute fluke. If you go back, I don't remember where it was. I knew where it was on the Amud, but I found it. Go back to Kaf Bet Amud Aleph. Go to Kaf Bet Amud Aleph, right at the bottom. If you look there, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's unbelievable, yeah. It's actually unbelievable. Look at Rabbi, a fourth line from the bottom of the Amud there. Kaf Bet Amud Aleph at the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bale chayim nidachin. V'keshu mitchaper b'sheini shebezug sheini mitchaper. That was with the case of the two seirim, when you had the two goats on Yom Kippur. And we said that the one Lazazel died. And you brought another second batch to do a lottery. And you got two Lashem now. Because the Lazazel died, you only got one Lazazel. So you got a new Lazazel, that goes to Lazazel. But now you got two Lashems. Which one do you use? And we said maybe the first one should become pasul because it was only a good one when it was a pair. And now its partner's dead. It should also be dead. Now Yochanan says, Balechayim nidachinu, kishu mitchaper b'shein shebezug sheni mitchaper. And therefore, the first one, the first Lashem, is nidche. It's now gone. We can't use it. So we use the second one from the second set. V'idach kama, right? Ki ubra shnat. Right, look at Rashi down at the bottom there. If you look at Rashi, and then Rabbi Yochanan got that whole explanation. Amar lecha Rava to Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, "No, what do we say?" Then look around at the second last line of Rashi. I think the last line of Rashi. V'shul dichav v'achet lo kashya dechuyin lechud v'avudin lechud. Avagav de'avda. Basically, the whole sugya there was about the chui. Rabbi Yochanan there was said, "Elat behemot nidchin." Remember that? Here, Rabbi Yochanan says exactly the same thing. So now says Rabbi Yochanan, "Shma minatlat." The first thing we learn is "Bale chayim nidchin." They nidchin. We saw that coming up. And "Shma minah." The second thing now in the first line, "Shma minah kedusha damim nidchin." So when it comes to kedusha of damim. Right? Also, not just the korban of an animal, but even kedusha damim, which is like berek habayit. Look at Rashi there. Ooh, what happened to my internet? I don't know. Can you see me?
No, we can hear you though.
Okay, well, we'll come back. Yeah, I can hear you also. All right, go on. All right. He says there, Kiddush Damim Nidche. Hamagdish Bahem El Damim Meshash En Ru'uyeh Le Gufa Kagon Hacha. In our case, you magdish animal which isn't Ru'uyeh Le Gufa. You can't bring it to the Korban, like in our case. The Chi Agdash El Apal Galo Agdash El Le Demay. When you magdish half animal, you only use it for money. It's only got Kiddush Damim. U'madchi Lei Ha'mi'am Mizbeach Le'olam. And therefore, it's always, can never be brought in the Mizbeach. Right? Okay, basically, so we see over here, Bale Mumin can be Nidchin, and even if it's a Bale Mumin, if it's a Kochim, the Demay of any Manachu is also Nidchin. And the second thing we learn, Shma Mina, Dichui Mikaro Habe Dichui. And we learn as well that if it was Dichui from the outset, it's always Nidchin. So in this little case of here, we learned all those Klanim. Okay, next, Amar Abaya. Hako Modim, Hechid Amar Chetze Ola. V'chetzia maser. Now you got a crazy situation. Because you're saying a chetzi ola, v'chetzi maser, divra hakol ola kreiva. Right? Everybody agrees that you bring it as an ola. Now think about it for a second. Rashi says it even. Afilu nitkaven mitchila lechach. Even if you had, even Rabbi Yossi would tell you this was your intention on the outset, it wouldn't make a difference at all. Why? Delo chashiva milta batray tamidi. Because your last words of chetzia maser don't mean anything. Why? The ain maser kadosh kia gavna. You can't magnish that all by calling it a maser. Ele derech minyan v'yehu asir. You've got to bring it through the shevet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10. And then it becomes a maser. V'hu adin nami im amar chetzia ola v'chetzia tmura. Right? He says an interesting thing here. If you call an animal a tmura, lo chai le tmura le gabe ola. You can't call an ola a tmura. De lo kai yishun behem gabe shuhu mimar ba. Right? Because there's no animal standing that you're doing a tmura. In other words, if you stop from the outset, the chatchilu, you say, you'll be half an ola, half a tmura. You can't call an animal a tmura. You have to have an animal standing there and say, this is a tmura to that. So it's just like saying, maser, you can't call an animal a maser. There's a process. So basically, then we ignore the last words that you said. But however, right, so Rashi already sort of answered the question. Because the Gemara says, but what would happen now if you called it half a tmura, half a maser? So now, you neither tmura nor maser can you magdish this way. So when you call an animal a chetzi tmura, chetzi maser, does anything happen? Right? Look at Rashi there. The travayu ki adeninu ki chayle. Tmura, okay, it doesn't work. So maybe, says the Gemara like this, maybe tmura, kreva, it will be brought as a tmura. Why? Because we want to think that a bit of kedusha does work. And since a tmura does work with normally all kochim, so let's say the tmura side takes effect. Or maybe no. Or deal the maser kerova. Maybe you bring it as a maser. Why? Because a maser, there is such a concept as calling an animal maser the 10th one by mistake. If you call the 9th one or the 11th one the 10th, they both become kochim. So maybe there's such a thing as calling an animal a maser. Maybe it would work, but Gemara says Taiku, we don't know the answer. I can go quickly to the Mishnah. Rabbaniti. Harei zo tachat zo. If you say, right, you say to Harei zo tachat zo, this is the language you use. This one in place of that one. Or you use a lashon zo tmurat zo, this one as a tmura of that one. Or you use a third lashon of zo. Khalifezo. The shita changes khalifat to khalife. Zo khalifezo. This one is a switch, a khalifin. Any of those three lashon, lashonot, tachat. Sorry? What do you say, Robert?
Okay,
very good. Okay, do tmurati khalif. Okay, excellent. So there you see that those words work, right? Harezu tmura. Because each one of those, tachat, tmurat, khalifat, right, they would be a good tmura. Look at Rashi there. Tachat zu tmura zu khalifat. Lashon tmura ninu. These are all lashonot of tmura, and therefore, harezu tmura, it would become a tmura. If you said, zo mechulelet al zo, right, you so to speak, you're redeeming, you're extracting the kedusha, you make it into a chulin. Right? Zo mechulelet al zo. The Mishnah says, ein zo tmura. That wouldn't work. You can't, the word mechulal doesn't apply tmura. Look at Rashi there. Mechulelet. Lashon chilulhu. That's how you remove kedusha. Velo amar klum, and you never said anything. She'ein behema kadosh tamima yotzei lechulin. Very important. We've got a klal that if you've got an animal that you brought as a korban and it's tamim, it hasn't got a mum, you can't do anything with it. Any time that you can pode, redeem a kodesh animal, is if it's got a mum. Then you can say, ani mechalelet al ze. Now just to stop for a second, remember that tmura works also with an animal with a mum, right? Remember that. That's tmura. Lo yivakir ben tov l'ra ben ra l'tov. That's our pasuk. Kazi. Right? So that animal, that would work. But if the normal chulin won't work on a korban that hasn't got a mum. So if you said mechulelet, nothing happens. V'im haya heg kodesh or hegdesh bal mum, right? If the hegdesh had was a bal mum, then yotzei lechulin. Then you've got to go and you use the lashon mechulelet. Then it goes to chulin, right? Because you can redeem a korban of the animal. And now says the Mishnah, the tzarich lasot lo damim. And you've got to make sure that the money is the same. Look at Rashi. Lasot lo damim, shetehe otah shel chulin shava otah shel hegdesh, shehu mechalel alea, velo yitaneh hegdesh. You can't bring, if you've got a very expensive bull, like a prize bull that's worth $1 million, you can't redeem it onto a little lamb that's worth 500 shekels. Because then you basically... You it's ona'a to hegdesh. We'll see this in the Gemara if it's a thing or not as ona'a, if you can do ona'a to hegdesh or not. Okay, so Gemara says like this: Lemaimra, are you telling me that tachat, when you say hare zo tachat, this is in place of, right? Is lishna de itfusehu? Is tachat ready? Itfus Rashi says over here betmura, in words that the kedusha takes place, that you can do ze tachat ze, and it's tofes the kedusha, it grabs the kedusha. V'ramini, we bring a brayta here that says the opposite. Kodshe berekabayit, when you've got kodshe berekabayit, right, look at Rashi, what does it mean? The imhemid behemat chulin v'amar zo tmurat zo v'chalifei zo. Right? If you've got kodshe berekabayit, it was not an animal that was kedoshin of the guf, but kodshe berekabayit, which was monetary kedusha only, and you said to it, right, and you put another animal of chulin next to it, and you now said that this kedusha berekabayit is going on the other animal. You use the lashon v'amar zo tmurat zo zo chalifei zo, right? Or you said kedusha berekabayit amar chalifei zo tmurat zo lo amar klum. You didn't work. Didn't mean anything, right? What do you mean lo amar klum? Rashi, the lashon tmurahu ve'einan osin tmura kremi perekama. Right, to Giatsu Kodshe Berekabayit. You don't do Tmura to Berekabayit. Tmura only works with a Kodshim, an animal that's Ra'u for the Bet Amigdash, for the Mizbeach. So if you would say the Lashonot of Tmura, Zo Chalifei Zo, and Zo Tmura Zo, to a Berekabayit, you've done nothing. If you said, however, Zo Tachat Zo, to an animal of the Berekabayit, right, then Mechulelet Al Zo, it would become, you can redeem it, and varav kayamin. But when I said there that a korban, you can't magish it's got a mum, that's if it's for the mizbeach. If it was for berekabayit, you can transfer kedusha from one to the other. Look at Rashi there, devarav kayamin, v'yatsa ha-hegdesh l'chulin, v'zeh nichnas tachtav, you did the switch, she'kod she'berekabayit, says Rashi, nivdin afilu temimin. You can put in them, redeem them, if they're without a mum. Alma, we see here that tachat lishna dachulehu. Tachat is not a lashon of itfus, of tmura, of kedosha, going from one to the other. On the contrary, it's a lashon of chidul. V'isakadatach, says the Gemara there, that tachat is lishna itfusahi, mashnai reisha, umashnai seifa. And if you think that tachat is a lashon of tofes, of tmura, like you said, that in the Reisha, when I said the other Lashnot of Tmura, Khalifi and Tmurazo, we said you can't say anything. If Tachat is one of those same three, one of those same words, then how come in the Sefer it works and in the Reisha it doesn't work? When I say Tachat, I'm redeeming. And when I say Tmura and I say Khalifi, I'm not redeeming. So Amar Abai says no. Tachat mishkachet alishna di tfusei v'lishna di chulei. The tachat works in both ways. Okay, let's just take one more minute quickly and finish up this quickly. It says tachat can sometimes be, we found tachat to be itfus, and we found tachat to be ichu. And explains now. Lishna ditfusay. We see it as a lashon. That means the itfus, that it grabs hold like it works as tmura. From a pasuk that we've got over there. Pasuk in Vayikra. With the mizbeach says, im tachtea tamoda baheret. Right? Right? We're talking here. This is about, what do you call it? Not the mizbeach with regard to the guys with leprosy, right? Im tachtea tamoda baheret. Look at Rashi there. Amda bim koma vehi dumia de itfuse. Shahegdesh omed bim komo. The hegdesh is in this place. Here a hoyo vetarvayu mashma. Since we see that Bubadur's law, Mashu akatuv, says Rashi el lechachamim, the yadi le meber hecha vetacha de tfuse vehecha vechilu. Says, and the second pasuk there we saw, they just quickly to end it off. It says, Tamora baheret, umashma lishta dichures in the shita. And then the dichtiv, we've got another passage that says, Tachat anechoshet avizahav, there's the main mindash, in place of the copper, I'll bring gold. And there, at the first place, we see there that it means ichul, with a baheret. And in the second case, we see that it means tofes kedusha as well. Hilcha kabe kochim is beacht avdin tmura, lishnit fustehu, kabe kochim vedekabayit, the lo avdin tmura, lishnit dichulehu. So therefore, when it comes to vedekabayit, with tfura doesn't work, there we'll say, tachat means ichul. And with regards to Kodshem Mizbeach, where the animals that do work in the Mizbeach, and you can't do Chilul because they've got that Tamimim, therefore we'll say that the word is Lashon Tamura, and we see that it can work in either way. We'll carry on to